Dennis Walter with you. Now, getting the right skills and experience is essential to obtaining work and getting a job and perhaps a secure job. Now, during this time, we thought we'd find out about National Skills Week and how vocational education can open doors for people wanting to gain practical skills and experience. And joining me online is Joe Cave, Head of Cyber and IT at Box Hill Institute. Joe, good evening and welcome to 3AW.
Thanks, Dennis. I'm happy to be on board and have a conversation about cyber, one of my favourite topics.
Certainly a growth area, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much in the world we live in today. Everything we touch is cyber, is connected, whether it's, you know, the average home, they say, has got over 30 connected or Internet of Things devices. So everything that we do, you know, from having a coffee to paying a bill, it's all cyber related. So, it's definitely one of the biggest growth areas. And they're predicting that, you know, I think by 2026 that we're going to need another, conservatively, 17,000 employees or cybersecurity workers. But I'd say that's a conservative figure.
It's just part of change, isn't it? I remember listening to a radio announcer in Sydney decades ago, and it was just when computers were starting, and he said, "Now listen, this doesn't mean that we're going to have a higher unemployment. It simply means that the jobs that are going to be available in the future are going to be in different areas." And he was spot on.
Yes, that's very true. I think that reskilling is so important, and this is where cyber. You know, a lot of people might have, you know, I have like an IT background and then grow on that, you know, sort of, you know, we find particularly at Box Hill Institute, there's a lot of people that might, you know, they might be in project management, they might be in IT, and they just want to put that cyber lens to, you know, upskill or upgrade their current skill set or their resume, and, you know, off they go, because it might be, you know, 10 years since they've studied. So, you know, we see with the implementation of pre-TAFE, which was at the start of 2019, it was the Victorian government's initiative, we've seen, you know, a huge growth in the number of cyber students that we've got, huge growth in the number of female students that we've got. The growth is unprecedented. And with the course that we run at Box Hill specifically, it was initially designed with industry, like it was a collaboration piece that, you know, we recognised there was a gap in the marketplace. And so when you've got a course that's designed by industry, for industry, with education collaboration, you know, you're on a winning deal.
So your students at Box Hill Institute, are they people who are already in the workforce? Are they people who are returning to the workforce, or are they people who are straight out of perhaps year 12?
Look, we have a combination of all of those. Probably the, I'm just trying to think what the major category. Look, you know what? It's a little bit of everything. We have people that have finished year 12 and they really want the hands-on experience. The benefit of TAFE, I suppose, is that they have that, you know, they learn the theory, but they also have the hands-on practical experience. You know, we actually have students that might have done a degree. They might have sat in a lecture theatre of, you know, a couple of hundred people and haven't had that, you know, they may not have actually touched a firewall or, you know, had any of that hands-on experience. And that's where TAFE and the vocational sector is so fantastic because, you know, class sizes are smaller, the practical element that they embrace there really has them job ready. And that would be the number one thing that we hear from, you know, we've got students that we put into internships, so they've studied 2 days a week, worked 3 days a week, and at the end of the year, you know, they're this confident, you know, hands-on, you know, and that's all in the space of 1 year. So it's a very, very exciting time.
And I guess that to have done a cybersecurity course and graduated would look good on a CV.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the course that, as I say, Box Hill designed ended up going nationally. So a lot of other, you know, we rolled it out sort of nationally across other TAFEs. And, you know, we've been teaching that now for, I think 2017 was the first rollout of it. And at that stage, there was, you know, it was really new to the marketplace and people didn't really, you know, understand a lot about it. But because it had been so heavily backed by industry and a lot of the industry partners that were involved may not have had any exposure to TAFE before. And so that was sort of probably the other thing that was really good about having a course that's industry, you know, with that strong industry collaboration, is they can see the benefits of TAFE and they understand it. So,
if there's someone listening right now who's keen to do it, so is it a one-year course part-time? How long is the course full-time?
So it's 1 year full-time and 2 years part-time.
Are there also people who are wanting to do it who perhaps have lost their job and want to head in a new direction?
Yeah, absolutely. We have students like that quite often that might have, you know, particularly at the moment with COVID or, you know, even in the last couple of years, you know, there's always a lot of reskilling, a lot of people that are, you know, organisations, a lot of departments become automated and so they need to reskill and we've had a big take up of people that, you know, just want to freshen up their skills and, you know, and I think because it's a year, it's really manageable for, you know, people to be out of the workforce or, you know, to get their head around that new skill. So, yeah, there has been a lot of reskilling, you know, and for all ages. We've got students that are, you know, 18, 19. We've also got people that are in their 60s that, you know, have decided that they just want to change or add on to what they've got.
With cybersecurity, it seems like it's a race between the good horse and the bad horse heading down the straight at Flemington, and it's neck and neck, one trying to keep ahead of the other. Do you ever wake up some mornings and think, I'm going to go into work today and I'm going to find out the latest thing that they've been up to?
No, we've got a lot of, we've got very strong protocols around that. So white hat, the reference is white hats are the good people, black hats are the people that you don't really want to get involved with. So we've got very strong protocols around making sure it's all white hat that we're teaching. But
those black hat people, wherever they are around the world, they seem to always find new ways to, it must be very interesting to be involved in this area because it's not like you're going to say bake some bread each day. It is very much, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's very much a changing landscape all the time.
Absolutely. And I must say for me, no 2 days are the same. Every day is different. And it's that, you know, like at Box Hill Institute, we've got a security operations centre. So it's a training security operations centre because a lot of the time, as you say, there's, you know, you never know what's going to hit, you know, what the next cyber attack's going to be, how that's going to look. So we have a training security operations centre which has got generated traffic so students can actually practice on that because it, you know, a lot of roles that they might move into as a cyber analyst or something, part of that role can be monitoring traffic going in and out of digital traffic going in and out of organisations. So it certainly is a fast-paced industry. And the other thing that's quite interesting about cyber is a lot of people think it's just an IT, whereas there's a lot of governance around cyber. So there's, you know, there's governance, there's risk, there's compliance. So it's not necessarily just for people that are, you know, strong in IT. It can be people that have got a very strong in English language and, you know, are good at writing protocols. You know, everything we touch these days has got some element of cyber and it's also topical. So that's what's interesting. Every time you open the paper, there's, you know, they're talking about the skills shortage. There's always something. So, you know, and the money that is being invested in the industry is, is growing.
National Skills Week, and great to have you on the program, Joe. Joe Cave, Head of Cyber and IT at Box Hill Institute, if you want to find out more. Joe, great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Dennis. Really appreciate it.
That's great.